Amulei Mishirecha. Rashi Eichi. Shekasaftalon Shavna Vasiyata Shlimoi. Like, let's say, where do you have your group that wants to make peace? Like, let's see, who wants to make peace here? Omar, so he said, Hodrubi, they changed their mind. They don't want to make peace anymore. Omrullah, they said to him, came and saw, Achukiko Mechaychis. Hey, first, Shavnoi sent a letter to the king, Sancheriv, that we want to make peace with you. Now they said, let's see who wants to really make peace. And he said, nobody wants to make peace. So they said to Shavnoi, you saw, you're making a joke with us. So if so, Achukiko Mechaychis, you're joking with us. Then, so what they do? Nakvu bi akvav, they mamish nakvu. They made a hole through him, and v'talu the zan v'susayim, and they tied him up. They tied him up to the horses' tails. For yimegaru noisan ala kaitzav labakonim, and the horses were dragging him along over the thorns. That's how they killed Shavnoi. That was his punishment. He got back. Omer Reb Loza, Shavno bal hamno hoya. Shavno was a bal hamno. That means Rashi says. Baal Hanor means he enjoyed, the first pshat is, he wanted to have a lot of enjoyment. He was a Baal Hanor, he enjoyed this world too much. And second pshat Rashi says, V'yashayimrim, Mishkav Zocher, he was a Mishkav Zocher, he lived with other men. Ksevocha says over here, L'cho bu'el asuke in Hazer. Well, Ksevocha says over here, L'chosik in Shayo, V'tilim, V'til le'isachenes. V'yomeki, Hishtres Yehorsen, Tzadik Mapur. Kitzav, it goes on, Suchsa, Rashi says, Machma, Machmosa the Chaver of Bekei Eitzim. So, could mean Mishka Zohar, or else he wanted to have too much enjoyment from this world. Then the Pasuk says, Ki Asusoi Si Yehorsun, like the foundation will be destroyed. Tzadik Mapur. What does the Tzadik do? Rashi, Tzadik Mapur, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mas Cha Shum Mashlim. What reward does Hashem give to Tzadikim? So, Rabbi Yehuda of Ravina, Tzmachlokes. Chadava 1 says, Eilu Chizkiyo V'Sayota. This goes on Chizkiyo and his group. Now, Horsim, yeah, that Tzadik Mapoil, the Chadam one says, Eilu Beis Hamikdash, this goes to the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Tzadik Mapoil. Rashi learns, Eilu Beis Hamikdash Chorav, Aidei Sancheriv, Sancheriv destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, Piyatzose Shol Shavna, with Shavno's advice. So Tzadik Mapoil, Ayin Nefliyoysa Shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question, like, where was the greatness of Hashem? How come it didn't stop the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash? Ma'apoel v'yul omar elu machshavoyser shloisha rosha. These were the machshavos of that rosha. Rosha shoshavnoi her rosha. So, Norsin, they're not destroyed like Tzadik Ma'apoel. Like, why did Hashem do this? Rashi learns, elu machshavos shoshavnoi her rosha ein Norsin, lochi mash mekroa. See, Hishtas Yehorsa Machshavaiso, Shalaisa Rosha, Akosav Lamala, Kine Rishoim Yidrukun Keshis. Right. So it's a Bishleim Laman Diyama Elo Machshavaiso, Shalaisa Rosha goes upon the Machshavas, the thoughts of Shavnoi, that he was the one that caused the Churban of Beis Hamikdash. Haino Dechthiv, Ki Hishtas Yehorsa, like it should be destroyed. His advice, his counsel should have been destroyed. Laman Diyama Beis Hamikdash Nami. It's not even Hoysisham. There was a stone in the Beis Hamikdash. Miyemais Neviim Harishayna from the times of the first Neviim. Ushasiya Hoysin the Kras. It was called the Evan Ashasiya. That's where the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Makim where they were in the first Beis Hamikdash, they have the Oren there. El Laman Diyama. Chizkiyo Visayoto. Hechi Ashkechon. Tzadikim Diikrish Asois. Like where do we find Tzadikim that is called like a foundation? Chorish Asois means the foundation in the ground. So this Shleiman, the Beis Hamikdash, there was the Evan Shasiya. But if it goes upon Chizkiyo, a Tzadik, where do we call Tzadikim? It's called like a Shasai, it's like a foundation. You see, the Pasuk says, Ki Lashem Mutsuki Yoretz, Vayoshas Aleim Tevil. Yes, because Lashem Mutsuki Yoretz, like of course a Tzadikim, they're really like the foundations of the world. So a Tzadik is also called like a foundation. The Yiboy Yisem, another Pshat that could tell you, Mihocha from here. Hifliya Eitzo, it means Higdol Shoshiyah. Rashi says, "She al shem she'ela mishusos ala Torah. The world is foundation, and the foundation is because of Torah. Flemdel, therefore, the people that learn Torah nikra sashia. Omer Rav Chanan, lama nikra shema sashia. Why was the name called sashia? Mifnei shehi mateshes koyches shel adam, because that mamish makes people weak. The people that learn Torah, the Torah makes them weak.
So Avracha, another pshat is Shoshiya means Shenitnu Bechashoy, it was given privately. Bevnei HaSotin, in front of the Sotin. Rashi says, Bevnei HaSotin, Shumekatrik, V'yoma Tistapik Lo Yenim, Lo Yimsu Alukas Biad Moshe. The Sotin did not want Hashem to give the Torah down to this world. So when Hashem did give the Torah, it was like given quietly. The Sotin was not there then. Davrach, another pshat is, Shoshiya Devorim Shelto, Sha'ila Mishoyses Aleim, that Rashi Devorim shall tell you, Diba Ukriya Bialma, just some words. The whole Dibur ain't by Geshisha, there's nothing to it, the words, Mamish, Ketoa there. The Afal became Ola Mishoyses Aleim, that the whole world is upon the Toyu, that the Dibur, like the Ora Soyses Toyu. So that's why it gets the word Soshiya from Lashon of Toyu, like absence. Omar Ula, so Rashi learns thoughts help you even for learning Torah. What does that mean? Rashi says it means machshavos means daigers halev. If somebody has worries, he has to worry about his parnasa. If he'll have enough money to feed his house or not, that worries, those worries, mu'elis, Rashi says, mahani l'shichach limudai. That's a bad thing. That's going to make you forget your learning. It's not such a good thing. Those type of worries. Shinem the pasuk says, "Neifa machshavos arumim, v'loy sasiyenu yedayim sashiya." That these machshavos will make you forget Torah. Omer Rabba, im asukim lishmo, but you know, if a person is learning Torah lishmo, then ain't no else. Then it won't bother you. Shinem HaPosek says, Rabbos Machshav Levish, V'yatas Hashem Hisokim. That means, Eitza Shiesh by Dva Torah, Hisokim Lielim. So could we also Lishmo means, maybe if you're Masukim Lishmo, which means if you're Oistik and Torah Lishmo, that Torah will help you, that even though you have worries, then you will not forget the Torah. Even for different Torah, it would help you. Yeah. Now, Omer Rabbi Yudah Eimusai. The Yud again says in our Mishnah that when do we say these people are psulim only if that's the only panosa they have? They're only mesacha b'kuvya, they're only gamblers. They have nothing else to do. Then we consider them. Then they're psulim liyedus. But if they have another panosa, then they're not psulim liyedus. Amar Rabbi Hu, Amar Rabbi Loza, halacha k'Rabbi Yudah. We pass like Rabbi Yudah. That's what the Mishnah says. The mesacha b'kuvya or mafrichim yoinim. They're psulim, that's only because they have no other business. So if they have another business in Echnami, then they will not be psula. The Yomar Bavua, Omer Rebbe Loza, Kulon Tzrichin Hachroza VeBezdin. They all have to be pronounced by Bezdin. Rashi says means, V'einim Nifsolon Liedus, Hachi Yachrizu VeBezdin L'Diyah Psulim. It's only if Bezdin gives an announcement that this Reuven, everybody should know, he's Psul Liedus. So if this Reuven is a gambler, then it becomes psula. But if Bezdin doesn't make an announcement, he's not possible. That's called Kulon Tzrichin Achroz VeBezdin. But tomorrow, Roya, what about a Roya? If a Roya is possible, not the shepherd. Pligi Baravach Ravina. Chadam Aboy Achroz, yes, even a shepherd, he's only possible. That's what we say, because of that type of a gezel. Like a shepherd goes and pastures in other people's fields, that's only if Bezdin pronounces him to be possible. The Chadam Aboy Achroz, he doesn't have to be pronounced from Bezdin. So, Bishleim Aloman Diyam Aloy Boy Achroz, he doesn't have to be pronounced. Time of the Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rav, Stam Roy Apostle. That's why he says, Locha Stam Roy is Apostle. Even though Bezdin did not pronounce him to be Apostle, she knows Stam a Shepherd is Apostle. Elo Laman Diyam Aloy Achroza, no, you have to have Achroza. My Stam Roy Apostle. What does he mean to say? Stam Shepherd is Apostle. It's not true. Stam Shepherd, you need a Achroza. Bezdin has to pronounce him to be Apostle first. Zmar says, the Bistoma Machrozin in the law. That's what he means to say. The Minastam, any Shepherd also Bezdin pronounces. Even though Bezdin did not hear from Edom yet that this shepherd took his flock of sheep to another person's fields, still Bezdin pronounces Minastam, he's a shepherd, he's possible. Well, he must know that there was a shtar matoni, matono, that the chasim yolo, trei gazlonim, two Edom gazlonim signed on the shtar. So, sovra papa vashmuel, liach shurei. They thought to say what? That the shtar was kosher. Why? So, achrezim and alayu. Because Bezdin did not pronounce these two gazon to be psulim. There was no achroz of Bezdin. When does the Bryce before say, Rebbe Huah, that you have to pronounce them to be psulim. That's only by Masach HaBekuvi in our Mishnah, who is Sonia Gezel the Rabbonin. But the Gazlin the Yeraisa, if we see somebody who's Mamish the Gazlin the Yeraisa, real Gazlin, Mi Bidin Achrozo, does he need any peasant doesn't have to pronounce him to be psulim. A person that's a Gazlin the Yeraisa, and the Yeraisa of Adri is possible, even though peasant does not pronounce him to be possible. Now, Simin Dover V'Yaroi is Gona. Omer of Nachman. Oichle dover achar psulim liyedis. Somebody eats a dover achar, he's posul liyedis. Rashi says, mekabla tzedokim in an ochrim. It means somebody that takes tzedokah from a goy. If a person is poor and he takes money from a goy, he's posul liyedis. Why? Rashi says, tevichil Hashem, machmas mamon, devil like kirosha dechomis. Like, why do you take the money from a goy for? Tevichil Hashem. You should have waited until you get money from a Jew. Obviously, you can't wait. You have to run to take the money. That's like an psul of an eight of a rush of chomus. Mora says, "Oh, honey, really, what was this said to Pahesia? Only if you take the money openly to Pahesia. Alva betzinaloi. If you do it privately, though, then it's not so bad. Or with Pahesia, nam, even if you take the money openly, everybody sees you. Leamornel the efshalei leisazune betzina. So only if it would have been possible to do it betzina, or you would have another way to get money. So called mevazin of shev Pahesia." And instead you go ahead and take the money openly in front of by a guy, that's terrible. That shows that you're only running after money. But let's say you have no other way of getting support. The only way of getting your support is through the goyim. Then chiyusihu. That's yichiyus. Then you're allowed to. There you will not be posliyadis. Omer Rav Nachman. Ha choshed al haroyis koshliyadis. Even though his man is choshed to be a rosh of haroyis, he lives with other ladies, but still, doesn't make him psuliyadis. That's not called the rush of chomus. We do not see that he's running after money. Omer Hasheshes, Oni Mori, that Rashi says, Anini Adoni, Arbo Dikasre, the kosher. Like, what kind of smell is that? Rashi says, Chayiv Malkus, who? The person lived with that rush, did a lot of his Chayiv Malkus. Apo Pi Shem Shamasruo. Even though there's no warning, the Yamamar, Malkin al Letuvia Shmua, Shinema Abde Letuvia Shmua. And he's, a person that does his nus will not give him malchus even without warning him. And you want to tell me such a person can be partially atheist, can be partially atheist, doesn't make sense. Omar Rava says like this though. Almighty Rav Nachman agrees though, linyan atheist isha shu posel. That a person that's choshed al royis, we can't believe him al atheist isha. We don't believe him to tell a wife that we saw your husband's dead. Because we're afraid maybe the man himself wants to marry her. So therefore, we don't believe a person that's chashed al arayis. We don't believe him for edus isha. Om Ravina Vina said, "Vitemra Papa loemor nel lafuke." We just don't believe him. Lafuke Rashi says it means if this person is saying that the husband died or that the husband gave her a get that she's mutter, then we do not believe these people because we're afraid maybe they're only saying it because they want to live with her. Avaleluya leslambo. Let's say they're saying edus that she got married, then we'll believe them because they have nothing to gain. They're saying now that she's married, they can't live with her. So then we'd leave them. The Mopshit, of course, there's no negiyus here. Why should it be possible? So Mora says, yes. Mao the same, I would have thought to say, Ho adifule, just the opposite. If they're saying Ades, that she is married, maybe now he'll want to live with her even more. Why? The Pesuk says, Mayim genuvim yimatu. Sometimes as far as stolen water is sweeter. That means the more the bigger the aver is, the more taiva you have to do the Aveira. See, if the guy is choshed al arayis, he may even want a badafka live with a married lady. So therefore, he's possible even when he says that she's married. Kamashma, that we don't say. The kama, the kai mahochi, shchichale. Yeah. That's fakir, that when she's not married, it's easier to get her, so that he would not say she's married if he wants her. So for that, we're not choshed to be possible. He's not a choshed. The Yomer of Nachman, Ganav Nisin, for Ganav Tishri, Loishime Ganav. Somebody steals the Nisin. Rashi says, Zaman Kitzir. That's the time when they cut down the tour. Tishrei Zaman Betzir. He cut down the grapes. Loishime Ganav. That's not called the real Ganav. Tomorrow we'll soon explain why not. Yeah. The Hani Milu, when is it said, the Arisa? So that if you're the worker, you're the sharecropper. So then if you take an extra portion, that's okay. Rashi says, why the Torah bo? Because since you're working on the field, you're like, I'm the worker here, I'm the one that's cutting down the wheat, I'm the one that's cutting down the grapes. So I feel I'm working very hard for you. Since I'm working so hard, I feel I have a right to take a little bit more. So that's not called gezel. If it's a mut, if it's a shnigri malach, also something that you finished. It's the finished grapes and the finished tfua. Yeah. So then you marry a teirah. Ichri mar says the Rav Zvid, he had what? Ichri Rav says lav hainu aris vein mechagel teirahs. Ichri he had his worker, his worker in the fields. He had one that chad gonaf kamba desari, one stole a whole barrel of barley of a pastlei, and he called him his pastleiedis. The chad gonaf kiburia. Tiyahani opasle, and some stole Kibrahima says Kimin Eshkol, a grape, a cluster of grapes, or else a cluster, as she says, of tamarim. There were a lot of dates on it. He stole the cluster of dates. Yeah, and he also studies pasle, hanu, and kavru the cover, Rashi kavra yeah, nafsha biyot yeah. Another case was hani kavure, the people that buried people to cover nafsha biyom tavrishon shalateris. That there were also people that buried Mesim on the first day of Shavuos. And Shamtinu Rav Papa. Rav Papa put them into Shamtu. They did something wrong. Oh, Paslin Liedis. He said the Paslin Liedis. Because the Rashi says, Mishum Schar Mamin, Over Madas. Just because they're getting paid, they'll do it on Yomtif. You're not going to work on Yomtif. So therefore, it's called the Rosh of Chomis. He passes them Liedis. The Yachshirinu Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua. But he said that the Kosher. Omle Rav Papa, for Rishoyim Ninu. But they're Rosha. How could you say the Kosher Liedis? The answer is Savri Mitzvah Kavdi. They thought they're doing a mitzvah. Now they thought they're burying a mace. They thought it's a mitzvah. V'haka Shamtinulei. Aye, they put him into Shamti. So clearly they put him in Nidui. They should have stopped. Savri, they thought Kapora Kavdi Lon Rabbanim. The Rabbanim are just giving us a Kapora. That's what they thought. Rashi says Hadi Shamtinon Mishum Kaporahu Al Shavan of Loi Mishum Din Ahead of Ben El Mut Lachal Yomtiv Yishul Mitzvah. That they thought maybe they're allowed to do it. And Ad Rabba. The reason why they gave us the nidui is that should be a kapara. The fact we're like working a little bit on Yom Tov. Therefore, the guy himself did not realize he's doing such an avera. Therefore, he's like a still kosher liyedis. That's what he yields. Nothing more like this. Itma, we learn like this. Eid Zoyman. The pasha of Eidim Zoymanim. Rashi's Eid Zoyman. Heyed Ben Isan.